As a writer, as an accomplished writer, what does the writer's group do for you?
Well, a couple of things. One is that it breaks the isolation of being a writer. It's very nice to have a monthly meeting with your peers, and it puts a kind of structure around the solitary business of writing. So that's
plus deadlines.
Not so much for me.
Not for you, but I know some other
writers.
People in
some
your
writers
group.
Do. Yeah, some writers do are prodded into action by the monthly deadline. That's one thing. The other thing is that it's a mirror. It gives you a good reflection of what part of your story is getting across and what's not. And you know, it's interesting that if you have a story critiqued and everybody has a different criticism of the story, then it's likely that the story may not work, but it may be for reasons unrelated to what they're saying. It just doesn't hang together well. But, you know, if you have a story and every single person says, I don't believe the protagonist, or even a majority of the people say, I don't believe this protagonist, then you know that you have a problem with the protagonist. So it's a very good way to get the big picture on your story, to get a sense of whether you're accomplishing what you want to accomplish with a story.
Yeah. Also, another good thing, and this is actually just a service that is provided by workshops and also just groups of writers who know each other, fact-checking.
Yes. In any given group of writers, there will be an amazing amount of esoteric knowledge, and they will be happy to share it with you at length, sometimes much more than you need.
Yeah, I mean, I
do that myself.
Yeah, I mean, I know that in olden days, Harlan Ellison would call up Ben Bova to check scientific facts, and Bova in turn might call somebody else for a particular piece of arcane knowledge that he would need. And so it goes. I know, for example, in your group that somebody wrote something involving a classic fairy tale.
Right.
And needed to check out various versions of what occurred.
Right.
In Sleeping Beauty.
That was me, yeah.
Oh, was it?
Actually, a couple of us, two of us at different times have written Sleeping Beauty inspired stories. Uh-huh. And there are a couple of different versions.
I didn't even know the particulars, but I know some of the people in your group, of course. So.
Yeah. It's very useful in that not only do you get fact-checking, but and I think more importantly, frankly, you get believability checking. You know, one can write a police procedural, for example, that is entirely accurate, but just not believable.
Right.
Frankly, believability trumps accuracy. You know, we're not journalists. So if I have to choose one, and, you know, presumably you get both, but if I had to choose one, I would go with believability or artistic verisimilitude before I would go with accuracy.
Yeah.